And now this is a dictation for Jan Palmer, P-A-L-M-E-R, February 23, 1983. Address as a letter to Cora, C-O-R-A, Pavlik, P as in Paul, A, V as in Victor, L-I-K, 842-1110. Dear Cora, follow up for Jan who has right-sided heart failure and likely cardiorenal syndrome. Last visit in my office a month ago, nurse practitioner. Some lightheadedness but no fainting episode. Denies change of weight, appetite, nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, or bleeding. Good urination, no cloudiness or blood. Overall trying to not overdo on the salt. Denied chest pain, palpitation, minor dyspnea, no oxygen. He's supposed to follow with heart specialist, University of Michigan, for congenital heart disease. He has prior atrial septal defect with repair of pulmonary valves, and there has been documentation for pulmonary hypertension on echo. Other review system is negative, medication list review. Notice the Bumex, presently 3 milligrams in a daily basis. Hydralazine, nitrates, aldactone, losartan. No anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, present weight 208, stable, blood pressure by nurse 139.97. Lungs are completely clear, no pleural effusion, no oral wheezes. No pericardial rap, I don't hear a murmur. No ascites tenderness, presently no major edema. Next paragraph, chemistries, creatinine 2.39. Representing a GFR 34 stage 3B. He does have minor low sodium, minor elevated potassium, normal acid base, does have low albumin from nephrotic syndrome, corrected calcium normal, phosphorus not elevated, high glucose in the 200s, very high protein creatinine ratio at 8, lightly nephrotic syndrome, normal white blood cell platelets, anemia 11.5, PTH close to normal, few points above, 69, normal 65 or less, ferritin in the low side 48, although saturation at 44%. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Advanced renal failure, a number of factors include diabetic nephropathy, long-standing insulin-dependent diabetes, a component of right-sided heart failure with pulmonary hypertension, his major symptoms are related to pulmonary hypertension, followed with adult congenital heart clinic. He has received EPO treatment for anemia, present hemoglobin, however, is above 10. Valium status appears to be well controlled, probably in the dry site. We are decreasing the Vumex from 3 a day to 2 a day, plus 1 as needed according to daily weights. Continue salt restriction, tolerating a relatively low dose of losartan, tolerating aldactone. No renal biopsy, as there are more pressing issues related to his heart. He does have coronary artery disease, small vessels, medical treatment only. Chemistry is to be done on a regular basis. Plan to see him back on the next 3-4 months or early as needed. Only to discuss with the patient. I will favor diabetic nephropathy, insulin dependent over primary glomerulopathy. At some point, we will send for serology for membranous nephropathy. All this again delay until heart evaluation completed at University of Michigan, end of dictation.